This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica signs bilateral investment treaty with Kuwait. Jamaicans again being called on to consume more local foods. And traffic ticket amnesty now on for public passenger vehicle operators. The details after this message.
We pledge to come together as a people to clean up our communities, to clean the gullies and drains, to clean up our public spaces and beautify our environment so that Jamaica, land of beauty, will be beautiful forever.
I'm on a mission.
And now the news. Jamaica and Kuwait have signed a bilateral investment treaty guaranteeing fair and equitable treatment and the protection of investors from both countries. The agreement also seeks to provide companies with legal standing in the settlement of disputes. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says the agreement bodes well for Jamaica's efforts to secure investments from Kuwait. He was speaking Tuesday at a press briefing to highlight outcomes of his recent government private sector mission to the Middle East, where the 7-member delegation met with several influential players in Kuwait and the United Arab Emirates, mainly in aviation, logistics and financing.
The meeting with Agility Logistics, DP World and Dry Dock World Dubai were particularly fruitful, as each company expressed its keen interest aim supporting Jamaica in the development of Jamaica's logistics project.
The government is to develop a draft memorandum of understanding with Dry Docks Dubai, the largest dry dock in the Middle East, regarding the potential partnership in developing Jamaica's logistics hub initiative. His Royal Highness Prince Michael of Kent is appealing to persons and organizations to make donations to the Sir John Golding Rehabilitation Center to facilitate upgrading work. Prince Michael toured the center on Tuesday, where he greeted several residents of the facility.
I know that the Lieutenant Governor of Ontario, Mr. Onley, who is himself disabled, came out here not once but twice in the last few months and was so impressed by what the center is doing that he decided to give it his own support and promote the partnership between this center and the University of the West Indies.
The prince was escorted on the tour of the 70-bed facility by a delegation of health and government officials headed by Minister of Health Dr. Fenton Ferguson and Minister of Justice Senator Mark Golding. Senator Golding is the son of the late Professor Sir John Golding, in whose honor the institution was named. Prince Michael, a guest of the National Road Safety Council, is on a 5-day working visit to the island as part of the council's 20th anniversary celebrations. On Wednesday, the prince will visit the Mona Primary School in St. Andrew, where students will be given road safety instructions in a simulated road traffic environment. Persons operating public passenger vehicles without the requisite road licenses have until June 30 to comply with the law. This under an amnesty by the Transport Authority, which began on April 1. During the 3-month period, all routes are open to first-time applicants in all geographical areas except those in the Kingston Metropolitan Transport Region that are exclusively licensed to the Jamaica Urban Transit Company. Additionally, change of route applications for routes closed prior April 1 and applications with performer invoices are prohibited. Public passenger vehicles operating without the requisite road licenses can still be seized during the amnesty period. For further information, persons may call the Transport Authority toll-free at 1-888-991-5687. And the Agriculture Ministry is fine-tuning a marketing strategy to get Jamaicans to consume more local produce. This as the country seeks to significantly reduce its annual food import bill.
We are going to put in place a proper marketing strategy because that has been something eluding us for many, many moons. We are even looking at somewhat of an exchange, like the stock exchange, to deal with how we market our farm produce.
Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Roger Clark. He's encouraging persons to buy more local foods, noting that several products being imported into the country are widely available locally, such as bottled water, fish products, and jackfruit. Minister Clark was speaking at the Jamaica 4-H Club National Achievement Expo on Tuesday. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.